50 years after Ida Tarbell's scathing attack on John D. Rockefeller Sr. in McClure's magazine, Fortune magazine published a glowing profile of his grandchildren. Each brother was said to be worth upwards of $100 million. But more important than their wealth, Fortune argued, was the vast social empire which the brothers commanded. From their headquarters in Midtown Manhattan, their influence reached into every sphere.
Over the years, through the Rockefeller philanthropic enterprises, charities, support of science, their business enterprises, a web had developed which spread out and was interconnected with practically every center of power in our country and abroad as well. So this was the real strength and power of the family, going well beyond money alone.
Sometimes they would joke about it. They say, well, David gets Europe, Nelson is going to have Latin America, and John D. the Third gets Asia, and then they make some joke about what Winthrop got, you know, which would be something like Arkansas. But nonetheless, there was something really behind the joke.
Senator Rockefeller?
Yes.
I'd like to know if you're aware that we, the American people, are aware of the agenda of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group, and if you could comment on that, please, because very concerning to a lot of us.
You know, I have 37 people lined up right outside Senator Schumer's office, all of them wanting to answer precisely that question.
Well, could you just take a brief moment and let us...
No, because we're not talking. We're talking about something a little more important.
Well, something that's so important, it sort of transcends everything else that we're talking about, sir. Could you comment on that, please?
No.
I'd like to know about the Bilderberg Group.
Get yourself some press credentials.
Well, we have them.
I'd like to know about the Bilderberg Group, sir.
Well, that's not part of our discussion.
When can we discuss that with you, sir?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and this is for the senator. This is the scientific proof of the nanothermite that's been found in multiple samples of the World Trade Center dust by scientists from around the world. Basically, conclusive proof that there's an Article 3, Section 3 treasonous cover-up going on about 9/11, sir. So,
we'd love to get your opinion on that, too,
sir. Wait, what did you say?
Excuse me, folks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Two families, the Rockefellers and the Osbornes, are particularly significant. John D. Rockefeller Sr. contributed a large amount of money to build the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory in the early 1900s, which housed the Eugenics Records Office from 1910 to 1944. Rockefeller influence also spread overseas to Germany, where the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Psychiatry and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity resided. Much of the money used to run these facilities came directly from Rockefeller. These institutes became centers for Nazi eugenics programs during the reign of Adolf Hitler.
Do you think your family starting the modern eugenics movement?
Let's call him Miss Christian.
That started eugenics. Hitler looked up to the eugenics that your family have started.
I think it's time for me to really start moving quickly.
Yeah.
You could just address some of these things. If we're wrong, sir, please just tell us.
No, no. Go find somebody else to talk to.
But your family did start the modern eugenics movement that Hitler is looking up to. And you don't want to talk about the Bilderberg Group? Well, what about the Bilderberg?
Certainly do.
You don't want to talk about them? They want to implement eugenics as well.
I don't belong
to them. The truth is coming out, and there's a lot of us that are aware of it.
I'm sure you know some members, sir, if you're not a member yourself.
President Obama is Director of National Intelligence. Admiral Blair, who I greatly respect, have labeled cybersecurity perpetrated through the Internet as the number one national hazard of attack on the homeland in West Virginia, America, or anywhere else. So, I mean, it really almost makes you ask the question, would it have been better if we'd never invented the Internet?